This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lee now trying to go inside. They'll dish the ball off to Feldman. Feldman going back to Kinder. Now to Legender for three. Bottom of the net. Coming up with the rebound is Tekin. Tekin's going to stop and pop off the glass. Goes around, goes down. Hacked in the act. She'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And the Dogs are going to win this one as the final seconds tick off. And Staunton comes away with a 45-37 victory. And they are the champions of the Macoupin County.
15 seconds for the championship. Birds down three with the ball. Cooley on top of the key. Here comes Strobeck. Dribble handoff with 10. Cooley for the tie. Yes! Oh! Carson Cooley buries the three. And we are tied at 34. Here we go, desperation three, no, no! The Southwestern Piasaw Bird are Macoupin County champions. How about that? They upset North Mac 40-37, and the dog pile is on.
And there you go. The Macoupin County Tournament 2022 is in the books as both championship games last night were simply spectacular. Tim Eyes with you here on Sports Saturday. Sean Belint is along as well. And Sean, you had a good ball game last night as well. Three games on the radio, and all three were undecided until late in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, it was a fun one there last night in Litchfield. And boy, Nokomis, really, they brought their A game. They definitely employed a very deliberate game plan. A great crowd. Nokomis, they always pack it in. They always pack the gym and really enjoyed it. And they gave it all they had. And the thing that impresses me about both teams, they're not exactly cycling in, between 12 different players. I mean, no, five or six guys are getting it done all night long. And, Man, the effort, the conditioning, everything that goes into fighting through a tough basketball game like last night just impresses you.
Nokomis has played Painted twice and given them all the Panthers wanted both times. Southwestern, of course, gave North Mac all they wanted last night and more as the Panthers had an 8-point lead with about 3 minutes to play, and the Southwestern Piasaw Birds came storming back. There was no quit at them. You heard the big Carson Cooley shot there, and then they pulled it out in overtime, got a bucket right off the tip, never trailed in the OT session. The Southwestern wins the Macoupin County Tournament for the 15th time, and it was also Jason Darr's 150th career win. Now, the girls game, of course, got the night started, and this was a fantastic ball game as Carthendale, they led by four with just a couple of minutes to go, but Staunton would not be denied last night as they dug deep, got the victory, their fourth Macoupin County championship, their first since 2011. Of course, the girls tournament has historically been dominated by Southwestern for a long time. Gillespie had a good run in the early stages and into the 90s of the tournament. But for Staunton, it was their year last night as they got the victory 45-37. We'll be talking with Corey Allen coming up later on here in Sports Saturday about 9:30. We'll also bring you the interviews we had on the floor last night with Harris Legender and Katie Tekin. And then we'll bring you the interviews we had with the Southwestern Piasaw Birds after the victory as well. Now, you can get both of those county broadcasts on the website, WSMIRadio.com, free podcasts on the website. And I've had a couple of people mention, don't go through Network One Sports. They provide us with the online stream. But for the podcasts, we have them for free at WSMIRadio.com. You can download and listen at your leisure at WSMIRadio.com. As we look at the all-tournament team last night on the girls' side at the Macoupin County Tournament, Katie Tekin and Harris Legender of the Bulldogs, Jill Staten from Carthendale, Madison Niemeyer, and Reagan Bussman of Gillespie round out your all-tournament team for the girls' side of the 2022 Macoupin County Tournament. And kudos to Carthendale last night. I mean, they played an absolute whale of a ball game, played their hearts out, and Carthendale didn't lose that game. Staunton just took it from the Cavaliers last night. Give all the credit to Staunton. But, man, Carthendale, they had the Bulldogs on the ropes during that championship game last night. Your boys' all-tournament team, Carson Cooley of Southwestern, he hit the biggest shot of the tournament, the biggest shot of his life last night to force overtime. JT Alexander and Mick Downs were on the all-tournament team for North Mac, and then Caden Sylvester for Staunton and Grant Birch for Bunker Hill. And Sean, I said going into this tournament, there was really no separation between any of these boys' teams. North Mac was probably, you know, a tick above the rest, but not by much. And we saw it last night. Whoever played the best all week long, this is how it was. Whoever played the best game was going to win, because there was just not a big difference between any of the seven teams in this Macoupin County tournament this year.
Ah, that's the joy of that tournament, boy. I mean, it is, it's a big packed middle, and, there's nothing, to me that gets more boring than when, okay, it's just a coronation and all of these teams are fighting for the right to be in second place. It's a beautiful thing.
And I mean, it's why they throw it up. Cause I mean, I think last night, I don't think a lot of people necessarily thought Carlinville could hang with Staunton the entire way. They did. And outside of the people wearing green and gold last night, I don't think many people gave Southwestern a chance against North Mac, but obviously they got it done. And it's just a thrilling atmosphere. And those types of atmospheres last night, both at Gillespie for the Macoupin County Tournament and at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at Litchfield, those are the atmosphere, Sean, that we missed so greatly last year. You know, we got to play the games, and that was great. The kids got the opportunity to get on the floor and compete a little bit during the spring. But you didn't have the atmosphere in the gyms, those championship settings. That is high school basketball.
Yeah, last year was like, oh, well, we have hors d'oeuvres, and then the hors d'oeuvres are like kind of small. It just like, you know, hey, I need a little more than cheese and crackers. I need something a little meatier. You know, it's good to have that. You know, hardware on the line. And it almost felt, I mean, last season it was great to see some normalcy, but yeah, it felt like, you know, somewhere between what we're seeing now and the NFL preseason. So
yeah, there,
it's beautiful to have a little more meaning.
There was a lot of meat on the bone in the ball games last night that we had on WQSMI. Now, at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Pena did beat Nokomis 44-38 in the championship semifinals there. In overtime in the first semifinal, it was Mattoon over Gateway Legacy 60-57. So that sets up Pena and Mattoon round two, as the Panthers beat Mattoon earlier in the year. So they will square off tonight for the championship at the McGraw Memorial Invitational. In the 11th place game last night, it was Litchfield over Ramsey 57-46. Victor McGill dropped 25 for the Purple Panthers. And in the 9th place game, it was Triad over Father McGivney 53-32. Now, Triad entered the tournament as the 3 seed, and they go out winning 9th place. And really, Sean, outside of Triad, everybody else played to their seed in this tournament so far.
Yeah, it has followed the plan, so to speak. And, you know, you figure there's going to be one surprise on the plus side and at least one on the negative side. And, well, so far we have one on that part of the ledger, the lower part. But it's that point of the season where teams have really figured out who they are and how good they are and how ready they are to compete.
I don't know if we can just call it the McInvite.
But I like it.
You know, at the championship.
I think Father McGivney would like that.
They would. The championship game tonight will be Pena and Mattoon. That's a 7 o'clock tip. The third place game has Nokomis taking on Gateway Legacy. That's a 5:30 tip. We'll have that game live on WQSMI FM 106.1. Hillsboro will play for fifth place against Taylorville. That will be a 4 o'clock game today. And then Greenville and Civic Memorial for seventh place. That starts today at 2:30 at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. And, Sean, that is just – it's a wonderful event. Litchfield does a fantastic job year in, year out of hosting. And we're going to have their athletic director, Dan Stewart, on with us here in a few moments to talk about the week. Just one day left. But, boy, all things considered, it's been a smooth operating week over there at Litchfield.
Well, you know, it was my first experience in that gym last night. And I love that gym. You know, it's just, you know, it's just the right size. Yep. And the right atmosphere, and great looking gym floor, and you know, and pretty comfortable too. You run into some gyms this time of year, and you're either going to burn up or you're going to,
yeah,
or you're going to feel like you're outside. And it's just a nice venue to watch hoops.
Temperature control is very important.
It's everything.
It is everything. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will talk with Litchfield Athletic Director Dan Stewart. We're also going to talk with Staunton girls basketball coach Corey Allen, fresh off of the Macoupin County Championship last night. That's all to come here on Sports Saturday.
The Sports Saturday show continues. Once again, we join Tim Mize and Sean Bolind.
All right, Randy, thank you very much. And coming up this afternoon at 5:30, we'll have the third-place game from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Nokomis and Gateway Legacy live at 5:30 tonight on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. The championship game has Pena taking on Mattoon at 7. That's the tournament's top two seeds. The fifth-place game at 4 will have Hillsborough taking on Taylorville. The seventh-place game at 2:30 starts today with Greenville and Civic Memorial. And on the phone with us right now is Litchfield Athletic Director Dan Stewart. And, Dan, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. It has been an exciting week at Litchfield.
Yeah, sure has, Tim. I appreciate your reaching out today. I'm excited to get on and talk about the tournament a little bit.
And I guess so far, I mean, basically outside of Triad, everybody has really kind of played right to form with their seeds.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I see it, and talking with some of the other folks that are hanging around the tournament this week. I think so. I mean, produced some really good basketball, some tight games, some overtimes. It's been a really good week for us, for sure.
The logistics of putting on the tournament, do they get tougher with time, or is I know I hear about the struggles to get volunteers and everything. It sure seems like a well-oiled machine.
Well, I'm glad it seems that way, Sean. it definitely. So this is my first year of being kind of the leader of the ship here, the captain of the ship, so to speak. But I am, you know, we've got so many people that just find a way to make it work and to help. And that goes for our table workers working the clock and book and, you know, and our admission folks. And this year, Jim Odell approached me about possibly bringing back the ambassador program, if you will, to the tournament. And so he recruited some alumni to help him welcome teams in. And just as you guys know, especially when the Knights are running two gyms, you know, there's really just no way to do a good job with it unless you've got all hands on deck. And so, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, Coach Gernt has, even though he's new to this and it's his first year as our head coach, and he took the bull by the horns and really did his part to help as well. So it's definitely a team effort.
And Dan, folks around our area, they are very familiar with what Rick McGraw did for Litchfield Athletics. But for those who might not fully appreciate what Rick did, this man, he was all about supporting Litchfield students and the athletics.
Yeah, and I am fortunate enough to have, you know, a personal relationship with that family. And what Rick did and the McGraw family, what they did and what they continue to do for our schools and for our community, you know, it's something that could never be repaid. Truly, I mean that. And they are they continue to just want to help and be a part of what we have going on. I'm been in constant kind of contact with Donna and Mike and Krista and Jenna on different things we have working here at the school and ideas that we have, and they're just always all in, ready to help. So yeah, absolutely. And you know, Rick had a lot to do with kind of turning a corner back, actually, kind of when I was around, when I was in school here. And, you know, we've got the fitness center that's wonderful, and they had a huge part in that. And, you know, that's just one thing on a list of many things that they've been involved in over the years for us.
I'm blown away that you can fill two gyms with officials in these times. I talked about volunteers and everything else. That's impressive in itself, and I guess it speaks volumes about the quality of people here and people willing to stick their neck out there, put the effort out there, hop in the vehicle, and work these tournaments. Just a great crew, a great series of crews.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of the crews, I mean, they want to come back each year, and so that makes me feel good. So far, they want to come back next year, I think. Most of the crews are asking that. So that makes me feel good that something's going right. But, definitely. And, over the years, I think we've tried to be loyal to the crews that have been loyal to us. And I'd like to keep that tradition going. And it certainly helps the credibility of the event and kind of gives us an opportunity to really show that we know what we're doing. We've got this thing handled, and although at times it gets a little chaotic, having those crews that are veterans that have been here and done it, just one less thing for me to worry about during the day.
Talking with Dan Stewart, Litchfield Athletic Director, and we've talked about this before, but to me the beauty of this event is the mix of schools, 2A, 3A, area, out of area. It just right. It makes for a beautiful blend.
It really does. And there's different, as you guys know, throughout the week, me and Mark Elvers, we hear all kinds of opinions on who should be here and who maybe shouldn't. And I love it. I love it. I mean, that just tells me that people are paying attention. They're enjoying it, and we're getting to play. And yeah, we've got some really really solid programs here, and it is. It's a wonderful mix. But like I said, it produced some really good basketball this week. So I couldn't ask for more than that.
I'll pick up a topic here from a couple of weeks ago when we talk about the shot clock, and I sit there. We really had a conversation on a game-to-game basis, but I think of, like, if they ever added a shot clock, having to take care of that over a tournament, boy, that really changes the dynamic. I imagine that's an overwhelming thought, isn't it?
It is. It is. The South Central Conference ADs have talked about the shot clock, conversations, and there's probably more to come on that over the next several months. And it is what it is. We'll figure out a way to make it work for sure. But yeah, it definitely adds it adds another layer to all of this, and more help and more money, more resources. We've got folks that just seem to want to help, and they're willing to do what they need to do so we can pull this thing off. So certainly it would add an extra layer of complexity to it, but I know we could do it. So.
They were talking earlier about, the atmosphere last night over at Gillespie in the Macoupin County Tournament for the championship games. It was just electric, and those are the types of things we missed out on last year during the COVID season. Yeah. And the crowds this week at Litchfield have been fantastic.
They have, and I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you guys and the listeners, but I probably need to a good employee would say thank you to the administration too. Dr. Birchnow and Mrs. Ellis, we had several conversations about the tournament, and the numbers, the cases were kind of very uncertain in schools and participating schools and here, and eventually we felt like we had our arms wrapped around it. And so we were able to move forward with the tournament. People have turned out, the crowds have been fantastic. I expect the same thing today. With our games, we've got a few area schools that are playing today, which is exciting. And then the Mattoon Pena, it seems to be a kind of a rivalry in the making a little bit there. I don't know all the history there, but I know that they're both two very solid programs this year, and there's a lot on the line for both of them, I think, just from a personal standpoint for those teams.
Well, I know it's been a tough time for the businesses out there for the last couple of years, and I talk about this with high school football, but this tournament's a heck of an economic engine in the area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it brings in a lot of folks, and we have a lot of folks that come in just to watch quality basketball who maybe don't have a rooting interest from a family perspective, on the team. But absolutely. And, the way it helps our community gives back, and that's a good segue into just making sure I thank the sponsors, obviously the McGraw family and Bank and Trust, Copper Creek and Timber Creek all step up, and they were back again this year. And we hope, and certainly, in the big picture of things, what happens at the high school is certainly reflected in the community, and we hope that the community is benefiting from all the efforts that go into putting this tournament on.
And then last question for you, we'll focus it on the Litchfield basketball team specifically. They take home 11th place, but boy, the atmosphere and the energy around the boys' basketball program, it is back, and it is great to see. The fans of Litchfield, they are all in on this club.
I couldn't agree more. Lots of just positive thoughts and conversation right now around that team. And you know, there's no secret here. Coach Gernt came into a situation that was difficult. He kind of came into the year late, you know, right before we were getting started with school. But, I mean, he spent lots of time and countless hours trying to build relationships with his players, with his athletes. And yeah, it's a good feeling right now. I know that they've been frustrated throughout the season, but all in all, I think they've been able to grab the wins that they should have, at least on paper. And they play to the end. Anybody that's watched our boys play, they know that even if they're down 10 points with a minute to go, 30 seconds to go, they're still just like it's the first play of the game. So, that just makes me proud to be able to, for them to represent us.
You know, Dan, sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason. And, you know, the summer, it got a little messy with the way things transpired. But I think at the end of the day, you've got the right guy in Nick Gernt. Because when I talk to this dude, you can just sense the authenticity in his voice, and you can just tell that the kids are buying what he's selling, and they want to play hard for their coach.
Yes, absolutely. And Nick's got some good support with a couple of local guys that can kind of help him maneuver the waters around here and know a little bit about our programs. And with Anthony Robinson, Dale Ballantyne helping him out at the high school. But, I do. I agree. Something feels right about where we are right now, and hopefully we can continue the momentum here to the end of the season. And I know, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but, you know, Nick's excited about actually having some summertime camp with, you know, with the boys and actually getting to build this program the way that he wants to do it. So.
Teams are built in the summer, so, I mean, that will be a big deal, getting a normal – and hopefully it'll be a normal – summer. We'll see how that all transpires. Dan Stewart, thank you so much for some of your time this morning, and we'll see you at Litchfield this afternoon.
That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Dan Stewart, the athletic director at Litchfield High School. So the schedule today at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational: Greenville CM for 7th place at 2:30, Hillsborough Taylorville for 5th place at 4, Nokomis Gateway Legacy for 3rd place at 5:30. We'll carry that game live on WSMI. Then the championship game tonight at 7, Pena and Mattoon. That should be one heck of a ball game. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will talk with Macoupin County champion girls coach Corey Allen of the Staunton Lady Bulldogs when Sports Saturday rolls on.
And Sports Saturday continues. Once again, we join Tim Mize and Sean Balint.
All right, Randy, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday, and last night at the Pit in Gillespie in the Macoupin County girls championship game, it was Staunton knocking off Carthenville 45-37, and head coach Corey Allen joins us right now. And Corey, the final score says 8 points, but it was a lot closer than that.
Oh, it did not feel like 8 points. I promise you that.
You had to be so happy with the way that your kids responded in that game.
You know, I am very happy because they never gave up. And even, you know, we were down at different times throughout the game, they just continued to play hard and not show the emotion of it, which is fantastic.
You know, there was, you know, four different schools involved last night, and Staunton, as I saw it, by far had the biggest contingent of fans there. And for the girls, that has to just be great for them emotionally to see how much support they have in the community.
They did. Like, we are so thankful so many people came out. You know, and the teachers at school were talking about coming, which, you know, just makes the girls more excited about it. And the youth parents were there, and, you know, the junior high boys, you know, were there. And it was just, you know, the boys basketball team and their head coach, Ty Locks, was there. So, you know, it was just a great, a great turnout. And the girls have been dying for fans forever, you know, and I was like, you guys, we have all of these fans now. Like, we've got to play like we know how to play. So, you know, it worked out.
And, of course, you guys had a crazy long layoff coming into this event because of a variety of different COVID issues, some yours, some your opponents. But I think 19 days between your last game and your first game with the county.
Oh, yes. And some of those days we couldn't even practice. So there was, periods of 5, 6, 7 days that, you know, we weren't even in the gym. So every time that we go to practice, we always kind of reiterate, you know, we have to be thankful that we are here and we never know what tomorrow might hold. You know, so we got to make the most of it.
One of those rare situations where kids might actually look forward to coming to practice now.
They did. You know, one of my, Katie Teakin finally got out of quarantine one day. She walked in, like, I have never been so excited about practice in my life. And I was like, what do you mean? Aren't you excited every day? She's like, no, this is special. So I was like, okay. So they understand it.
Corey, I love watching your team play defense. You guys get after it the entire time. No free trips up the floor for your opponents. Just talk about the mentality that you've instilled in your kids to play defense like that for the entirety of the ballgame.
You know, that's what, being off for, 19 days and it felt like, over a month or whatever, we were kind of worried about whether or not they'd be in shape and they'd be able to keep that up the whole game. And they were getting tired, and they get tired of practice lately. You know, we keep telling them, we got to get back into that shape that we were in, in December. But they play hard, and all of the fans and some of them that were, the first time watching us play, had texts last night. Was like, man, your girls get after it. Man, they play hard. And I was like, oh, they do, and that makes me feel so good, and they're just out there giving everything they have. And that's what I told them, win or lose, you got to just play the best you can play and have fun. Like, it's a game. There's more to life. So
big time. And, it seems like all the programs that have sustained success, it's on the defensive end. When you're establishing a program, if you get the defensive mentality established, everything else kind of falls into place.
It does, and that's what I tell them. If we're good defensively, we don't necessarily need an offense at times. If our press is working and we can steal it and we can push the ball off the floor, that's the game right there, is where sometimes we do much better than trying to run a set play, because sometimes we're running around. I always joke with the girls, like, people can scout us, but you guys never run the plays right anyway. We don't run the same one twice, so they don't know what we're doing because you don't know what you're doing sometimes. And they're like, oh, it's true. So.
And you have a nice mix of upperclassmen, and then these freshmen that you have, there's a lot of talent in that freshman class now.
There is, and they were a very successful class in junior high. And the coaches that worked with them in junior high, Coach Anderson and Coach Aubert, they did a fantastic job in that youth program. That helps. I'm like, that's where it all starts, is if you're doing stuff with them when they're young. They play all out, and our sophomores, do a good job. It's just a great combo of girls.
And I guess really for the young kids, just follow Harris and Katie and you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right. Yep. And Savannah and Brooke, I think, sometimes I think they don't probably get the credit that they deserve. And they do, because they do so much of the little things right that people don't notice or that you don't get a stat for, and they are just, they're fantastic players, and I'm on them all the time about shooting more. And they're just like, no, we're okay. I'm like, oh, okay, great. But they are just a big part of that team, and, we're really going to miss those seniors.
That's a winning mentality, though, isn't it? Like, because most kids are like, yeah, okay, I'll shoot more, I'll jack it even if I'm not open. But they're like, no, I know my role. And you got to have kids like that on a championship caliber team.
You do. And, so many people think it's all about scoring, and it's not. Like, you have to do your job, every time up and down that floor. And sometimes, like, you miss a shot, you go bust your butt on defense, and you box out, and you make a steal, you get a touch, whatever the case might be. And to know a role and know that, and I'm very big on it. I don't care how many points you score. It's what we do as a team. And they know that, and they bought into that, and, I love them for it. So.
Fourth county championship for Staunton on the girls' side. I think the last time they won it, Troy Redfern was the head coach, and he's on your staff now.
Yes, that's what, in 2011 was their last win. So.
And that, just for you personally, I know last night, obviously, Gillespie alum, it had to be special to win it on the Miners home floor. And I mentioned to Harris when I was talking to her after the game about that very fact. And in true Harris fashion, she said, it's our floor now.
You know what? And to her defense, she comes to me and says, I said something really bad. I said something really bad. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I said it was our floor. And I was like, Harris, you know, it's like, I was kidding, but I think that they think that. And, you know, that's true Harris fashion right there. She's so worried. And I was like, Harris, it was a joke. Like,
yes.
It's fine. No problem. I was like, the AD, you know, Mike Bertinelli was joking that, hey, you guys are the Miners tonight because that's where you're on the scoreboard, you know.
That's right.
And I said, so don't worry.
I love it when kids just give the honest reaction, though. And she's not wrong. On that night, it was your floor. You won the championship.
Correct, correct, yes. Harris will give the honest reaction. I can promise you that.
Corey, as you kind of move things forward now, hopefully you won't have any more extended pauses, but postseason play is right around the corner. Where do you want to maybe see some improvement from your team from now into regional play?
I would like to see, honestly, us execute a little bit more offensively of our set plays. Because, believe it or not, in practice, they really know their plays. And we're scrimmaging, you know. And then sometimes we get out on the court and we don't look like we really know our plays. So that would be one part that I want to. And then just have more confidence in their shooting, you know, and know that any of them can go to the basket and score at any time. But they have to believe in that.
Corey Allen, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. Congratulations on the Macoupin County Championship.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. Have a good day.
All right. That is Corey Allen, the head coach of the Staunton Lady Bulldogs, Macoupin County Champions in 2022. And after the game last night, on the floor, we caught up with Harris Legender and Katie Teakin. Standing here with Katie Teakin and Harris Legender, all tournament team performers, but more importantly, Macoupin County Champions. How are you feeling right now?
Excited. Kind of shocked.
This was, I think, a lot of people didn't necessarily expect this tough of a ball game here tonight, but I think you guys knew immediately you were going to be in a dogfight.
Yeah, I mean, we can't look over Carlinville. They have a lot of great shooters, and it really showed tonight.
This game was intense from the get-go. Talk to me about your defensive intensity and how that sets the tone for you guys.
When we get those steals, I feel like we just get going, and that gives us energy to score and the intensity up.
You guys have had such a great year, but you had such a long layoff coming into this tournament. Just talk about those 19 days off and just how tough it was not to play.
It was really hard. I mean, we had to go harder in practice, and I think it really paid off because we won a championship.
And, I mean, 19 days without a game usually means you get a lot of practice and all that, but that wasn't the case for you guys. So were you out of shape coming into this?
I was very out of shape. That first game back was very rough. My shooting was rough. It still is rough after tonight, but hope we come back.
No, I made the comment before they announced the all-tournament team. There could be any one of five Lady Bulldogs on this roster. Talk about your depth. You guys got so many different weapons.
Yeah, I think all five of our starters, even a couple of our bench players, could have easily been up there getting the medal as well.
And you guys have a lot of freshmen on this team that contribute, and I suspect as the season has gone along, you've seen them grow.
Their confidence has grown. They realize when to pass the ball, when to shoot, and just all around they've improved a lot.
Now, I assume you know that your coach, Corey Allen, played here at Gillespie, so it has to be a little extra special to get it for her on this floor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's our floor now, I guess.
Nice. Boom. Drop the mic right there.
I'm just kidding.
But not really, though.
No, not really.
Going. You know, Sean Bellet, it's always, I just love the honesty of Harris Legender there. She, you know, high school kid having fun, and there you go. It's their floor now.
Yeah,
love
good
it.
Stuff. Love I mean, it. what a spirited bunch. You can't make it through the grind if you're not having a little bit of fun.
No. And, you know, that's what, you know, you see like the college level, the pro level, so robotic with the interviews and the talking. I just love just the natural honesty that high school kids provide you.
You know, I really, when I was starting out, and of course when you're young, I want to go to the press box. I want to go to Busch Stadium. I want to go to the arena. It'll be so cool. And then somebody comes up to you, sees your young man, tries to be a mentor and goes, you know, you're going to learn a lot more from local athletics. I thought, oh, okay, this guy's being dismissive. The heck with him. And then you find out over the years, oh, the locker room in the majors is painful. It's, oh gosh, I've heard this soundbite 1,000 times. So to see just authentic people, yeah, just enjoying it, playing every game like it's their last, yeah, I can't get enough of it.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will bring you the postgame conversations we had with your boys, Macoupa County champions, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. We'll do that on Sports Saturday.
And the Sports Saturday show continues. Once again, we join Tim Mize and Sean Bolint.
At the 103rd Macoupin County Championship in the boys' title game, it was Southwestern coming from behind and stunning North Mac in overtime. 40-37, the Birds trailed by 8 with under 3 minutes to play, and then Carson Cooley hit a game-tying triple with 6 seconds left in regulation. The Birds would never trail in overtime as they win their 15th county championship, and after the ball game, we caught up with the champs. Back here with the Piasaw Birds, and I mean the Piasaw Birds. They've all made their way up here, champions of the Macoupin County Tournament in 2022, and Carson Cooley is first up. And Carson, you had a range of emotions there down the stretch. You got teed up, and then you hit probably the biggest three of your life.
Yep, it was the biggest three of my life. I was just so happy it went in.
Just when that ball went in, radio version, what went through your head?
Oh, I was just screaming. I was just hoping we could get a stop and go to overtime.
This was such a hard-nosed basketball game. What's it like to play in an environment like that?
Oh, it's so fun. All the adrenaline, it just gets to you, and it's just a heck of a time.
Congratulations,
thank
Carson.
You.
Who's coming up next? Charlie Dahl. There's Charlie. Charlie, you're a dead-eye shooter. Everyone knows it. North Mac knew it, and they took a 6-4 kid on you tonight.
Yeah, it was tough. There's a lot of people on me. There wasn't much to do.
But when the chips were in the middle, you had a huge three-pointer off the left wing, and that had to just be a huge relief for you.
Yeah, I do what Coach told me to do. He said put it in the air.
Hey, shooter, shoot, right?
Yep, shooter, shoot.
As a senior, just talk to me, what is it like to win this tournament your senior year?
It's huge. It's huge for your team, huge for the young people coming up. It's something to keep going on with.
I know before the game, I know your coach said, we basically were playing with house money here. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, we've played here a lot. It's getting close to being our home gym pretty much.
Absolutely. Charlie, congratulations on the championship.
Thank you.
That is Charlie Dahl of the champion Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Hank Bullion is coming up next. Paul Bunyan. I commented the other night about Hank Bullion. I said, I'm jealous. This kid's a junior in high school. He's got a full beard. I'm 40 years old and can't even do that. Hank, you were in amongst the trees tonight. What was that battle like against the big boys for North Mac in there?
Man, those boys, they're just tough, man, and you just got to stay with it and don't foul, I guess. And
you're one of those kids, it seems to me, they list you at 6 foot, but you play more like you're 6'4", 6'5". Where's that mentality and aggressiveness come from?
Well, I know I don't got the height, so I got to put up the strength and just let the game happen.
You fouled out late, but what went through your mind when that final horn sounded?
Oh, man, I was so happy. I was so happy for my seniors here. They deserved it, man. They're great guys.
Congratulations, Hank.
Hey, thank you.
The Southwestern Piasaw Birds win it in overtime. Does anybody else want to talk? Who's up? Who else is coming? People get there. Yeah, that's coach's turn. All right. Jason, you've won these before, but this one's different.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It is. It's different. These kids are just unbelievable. And they work hard, and they've been through so much adversity, just like every team has, you know, with everything that we're going through. And we had a really good week of practice last week, and I really thought that we had a chance. And we came here, and we proved it. And you know, these kids don't quit. We may not have the biggest kids, maybe not the fastest. We might not be the best shooters, but they play great defense, and they do things the right way in the crunch, and I'm just so proud of them, and it's a great thing.
Jason, I can hear the emotion in your voice, and this type of environment, this type of game, that's what high school sports is about.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, we missed this thing, not having this thing last year, you know, and, you know, we had a lot of people here to watch us, and we greatly appreciate it, and it's just what it's all about. And being in this older gym, you know, and this and kind of the environment that we had here, and you know, it makes it all worth it. I told the kids during a timeout there in overtime, I said, this is what you work for. And we just stopped and kind of listened. And it's just great. It's great for these kids. It's great for our community and our school district. And, you know, it's just a real confidence booster.
I love redemption, and Carson Cooley got some redemption tonight.
Yes, he did. He's a resilient kid, just relentless. I mean, he plays hard. You know, he's been nursing kind of a sore back and things like that, and there's no way that kid wasn't going to play in his senior year in the county championship. And I didn't even ask him. I mean, I knew he was going to, and he did. He gutted it out, you know, ended up really probably hitting the game-winning shot that took this thing into overtime. And those are the kind of kids that we have. And, you know, we're lucky because we got those kind of kids at Southwestern. And I know there's a lot of them in this area. Hey, you know what? North Mac, what a basketball team. I mean, this thing was a battle. And it always is. I mean, we play these guys, you know, year in and year out. They're going to be in our conference next year. And I'm sure we're going to see more battles like this.
Jason, there was a moment in that second half. I think you were down 8, and I thought, oh, boy, it's danger time. But you got a bucket on the next possession, and then you started to force some turnovers.
Yeah, we did. I think we called a timeout, got a quick bucket, and then we started using our press. And we didn't really think we could probably press them early, but thought as the game went on, we could probably get up and maybe pressure them and maybe get them when they're a little bit tired. And it worked. We were able to turn the ball over a few times and got a few things to kind of bounce our way. And, you know, that's basketball. That's high school basketball.
It's high school basketball. And there's nothing like the dog pile there in the north corner.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. This place is great. I think the last time we were here, we won it here.
I think that's right. That's right.
And, you know, and it was packed that night as well. I think we may have played Gillespie. And, you know, this old gym's just, it's just a great place to play the game. And, you know, I'm proud of our kids and just so happy that, you know, all of their hard work pays off. And that's the best thing as a coach. You get to see it.
Well, and, yeah, from that point, when you tell them in practice, hard work will pay off.
Yes.
Sometimes they think, I don't know if it will. But this just reinforces it.
It did. It did. And last week we had a tough week of practice. I mean, we did. And I'm sure some of these kids were wondering if they really liked basketball or not. But I'm sure they know now.
They love it right now.
Exactly.
Jason, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That is head coach Jason Darr, the Macoupin County champion, Southwestern Piesaw Birds. And, Sean, it always amazes me. Coaches know when they have a great week of practice. Like, I don't know how many times I've talked to a coach. We practiced terrible, they'll say. And the team comes out, and they play terrible. Coach says, we had a great week of practice. The team comes out and plays great. There is a correlation.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And that approach pays off every time.
So it was a fun night of basketball at Gillespie and the Pit, and you can get both the girls' championship and the boys' championship games on the website, WSMIRadio.com. That is a free download for you. You can listen at your leisure at WSMIRadio.com. So the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational will wrap up today. They start at 2:30, Greenville and CM for 7th place, Hillsboro and Taylorville at 4 o'clock for 5th place, Nokomis and Gateway Legacy at 5:30 for 3rd place. We'll have that game live on WSMI FM 106. And then the championship will have Pena taking on Mattoon at 7. And, Sean, that should be one heck of a ball game. Pena won at Mattoon earlier in the regular season, and these are the tournament's top 2 seeds, and that's going to be down to the wire tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you, you talk about a couple of teams. You know, it's nice because, you know, when you get the favorites, I mean, I appreciated watching Nokomis employ their game plan to try and unsettle teams. But there is something about the two dominant teams, the Apex Predators, getting out there on a hardwood, and they're just going out there full throttle, employing their game plan, bringing their best. I love it. And they do. They match up well.
And I tell you what, from a Nokomis perspective, they are going to once again be an absolute handful in 1A.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. They, like you said, they dabble in bigger waters. That's a fish that gets out of the river, goes out there in the open sea, and is ready to take on anybody. They're tough cookies. And, yeah, I think they, when you hit postseason, I don't think anybody wants to face those kids in the black jerseys.
No. And we talk about, you know, styles make fights. And with the Nokomis and Pena, they've played twice. And Nokomis has played Pena about as tough as anybody has this year. Just regardless of who Nokomis plays, their style gives people problems year after year.
Yeah, we got personal, never got too personal. But you could see some folks got flustered last night. And, it's a 32-minute war out there. They bring that blue-collar approach, and nobody escapes unscathed when you play the Redskins.
So we'll have Nokomis and Gateway Legacy coming up 5:30 tonight for third place. It'll be live on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So a lot of these tournaments wrapping up today. The Carrollton Girls Invitational gets underway today. Nokomis and Lincolnwood will both be a part of that. Nokomis will play at 5 o'clock. They'll take on the Calhoun JV team. Lincolnwood will play at 8 o'clock. They will take on the Calhoun varsity team. That is at the Carrollton Invitational today, as they are already underway there as Alton Marquette and Granite City tipped off at 9 o'clock this morning. So that's at the Carrollton Invitational today in first round play. The Fighting Illini, Sean, had a rough one last night. They were minus Kofi Coburn, and they got waxed in the second half by Maryland. They lost 81-65, so I suspect the Illini will be on their way out of the top 25.
Every time you think this team's going somewhere, they get a blowout there on the highway, and I don't know, it's hard. I mean, there's some value to going into the big dance. Of course, you don't want to take anything for granted, but going into the big dance without having big expectations assigned to you. But, you just hate to see that. You want to get some momentum going and, get people to continue to pack the place. But we'll see. But, you see how important he is. And it's hard to imagine what this season would have been if he would have made that transfer portal move or gone in the draft. So, we don't value the big man like we used to in basketball, but son of a gun, are they important.
The great thing about the Big Ten, though, is there's always chance for redemption, and the Illini will host Michigan State on Tuesday. We'll have it at 5 o'clock on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. We want to thank Dan Stewart, Litchfield Athletic Director, for joining us this morning. Corey Allen, Staunton Girls Basketball Coach, for joining us this morning here on Sports Saturday. Again, Nokomis and Gateway Legacy tonight, 5:30 live coverage on WSMI FM 106.1. You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Sports Saturday is in the books. For Sean Belent, I'm Tim Mize. We'll talk to you next week.